The Justice Department and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau filed the suit against Colony Ridge Development, alleging that it zeroed in on buyers with limited English language proficiency and sold them flood-prone land with no connections to power, water, or sewage. Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark said these practices violated federal civil rights law.
Colony Ridge's actions violate both the Fair Housing Act and the Equal Credit Opportunity Act, two federal civil rights laws that prohibit discrimination in housing and lending.
Clark said Colony Ridge engaged in some of the same shady lending practices that were the basis of the 2008-2009 subprime mortgage crisis.
Unlike responsible lenders who conduct a careful determination about whether an applicant can repay a loan, Colony Ridge does not verify income or any ability to pay, knowing that it stands to benefit if the borrower defaults on the loan.
The lawsuit says about a quarter of Colony Ridge loans end in foreclosure. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau Director Rohit Chopra said that's when Colony Ridge swoops in.
Foreclosure is actually a part of Colony Ridge's business. When a family falls behind on payments and loses their property, Colony Ridge buys back the property and flips it to another buyer, often at a higher price.
Colony Ridge says it does not comment on pending litigation. The lawsuit says Colony Ridge advertised primarily in Spanish on social media sites like TikTok to target Hispanic customers in particular. The Justice Department estimates that thousands of buyers may have been affected by Colony Ridge's practices, and the suit seeks restitution for people that have been adversely impacted. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.